My guest at this time is Greg Sowards. He is a Republican seeking the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in New Mexico. The seat is open this year as longtime Democrat Jeff Bingaman is retiring. And Mr. Sowards is facing a June 5th primary, first of all, against a former New Mexico Congresswoman Heather Wilson. And Greg, thanks very much for your time.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Why'd you decide to get into this race? You're a business owner. You don't have a lot of elected office experience. In fact, none as far as I can see. So why did you decide this was the time and this was the race to get into?
Well, I actually ran for Congress in southern New Mexico in 1996. We were $5 trillion in debt at the time, and I was concerned. That's what got me involved in politics, and I came up with five questions that I thought legislators should ask themselves before even considering any legislation in Washington, and those are the same five principles that I'm running on this time.
And let's talk about some of those principles. Go ahead.
Well, number one, you know, in addressing our debt, is this legislation worth putting our children and grandchildren into debt? Number two, what effect does it have on America's traditional family? Number three, does it take rights away from law-abiding citizens and give them to criminals? Four, does it strengthen and uphold the U.S. Constitution? And number five, does it protect the sovereignty of America? And you know, Greg, if it didn't pass all five of those, I was going to vote against it and will to this day.
And so as you look at the agenda that's making its way through Congress lately, both a couple years ago when Democrats controlled everything and now with one party each controlled by one of the two major parties, do you suspect you'd be voting yes more often than no, or no more often than yes?
Well, it's hard to say what they put up. I told Senator Rand Paul when I was in his office that the way I would set my office up was to put a shredder out in the hall with a placard with those five questions, and then senators could determine for themselves what was worthy to bring forth. And that would determine whether, of course, whether or not I would consider it. I would have to think that bills that come up that are 90% good and 10% bad, if enough senators would stand up and say, let's take that 10% out before I'm going to vote for it, we would eventually be doing that.
We're talking with Greg Sowards, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in New Mexico. And Mr. Sowards, we should mention that you're a longtime small business owner. You employ dozens of people. And obviously, most people are looking to small businesses ultimately to create the jobs that will revitalize our economic engine. What is the most important thing Washington can do to create a favorable climate for that?
I think that they need to be able to relax their regulations from the federal level. I would like to see the federal just pull back out of the states and allow the states to become business-friendly on their own. You know, we have a national minimum wage. I think communities should be able to set that themselves to what fits their actual needs as a community, as counties, as states. And I just don't see that the federal, you know, the minimum wage in New York has no bearing on the minimum wage in Tularosa, New Mexico.
Let's talk about another big issue that, of course, is affecting your state and several others along the Mexican border, and that's border security and, of course, what to do about those illegally in the country. What's your approach to those key questions?
Well, that debate is being hashed out now. We have Senator Marco Rubio that's come up with his plan. There's a number of plans out there, and I think that they all deserve looking at. Again, we need to apply that to my five principles, and whether or not we can afford it as a nation, whether or not it's family-friendly, whether or not it's constitutional. And those are the kind of questions we need to bring forward. I'm for securing the border. My son's a Border Patrol agent, so I'm concerned with that. They're starting to interdict on more drug runs and tied with weapons. And so whenever you have drugs and weapons, you have a pretty bad situation.
One other kind of philosophical question before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of your primary race. You've talked about your legislative test. Your website also talks about what you want to focus on as properly interpreting the Commerce Clause. It's been a big issue ever since this health care debate came up, but it's obviously been a part of the Constitution since day one. Now, what do you mean by properly interpreting the Commerce Clause?
You know, when we interpret it as everything that has to do with commerce, we're painting such a broad brush that nothing escapes. The Commerce Clause is clearly an indication that between states, just to see that one state isn't taking undue advantage of another state, things like this, these are not questions of whether one man grows corn and to feed to his stock and then whether that affects the world market or something. It's just, they're just using that. It's just a way to get into the discussion, the Commerce Clause. And it's the same way they use so many other things. They have so outstepped their bounds constitutionally that I think it'll be years before we're addressing legislation that's even considered constitutional, even if we start backing these things off.
We're talking with Greg Sowerins, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, New Mexico. The primary there is June 5th, so, sir, obviously that date is fast approaching. The, I guess, quote-unquote establishment favorite in the primary is former New Mexico Congresswoman Heather Wilson. She's a protege, as she likes to say on her website, of longtime New Mexico Senator Pete Domenici. How would you differentiate yourself most clearly from her? What is the biggest choices Republican voters in the primary have between you and the former congresswoman?
Well, I feel that I'm principle-based, and I feel like she just kind of goes with just a rhino. She voted to raise the national debt ceiling year after year. By trillions, she doubled the debt. I would never have done that. She voted for TARP, and, you know, that's a $700 billion bailout of Wall Street with Main Street money. That's another one. She funds Planned Parenthood, 300,000 abortions a year that are subsidized by taxpayer dollars. So those are the kind of things that I look at and think that's definitely a difference between Heather Wilson and myself.
Just in the last few weeks, we've seen Richard Murdoch pull off an upset in Indiana. We saw Deb Fischer just this week pull off a pretty strong upset in Nebraska. Do you sense that those same type of factors are at work in your race?
We're definitely angling in that direction. Your listeners can help by going to my website, and that's Senate2012.com. Senate2012.com. And if they'll go there, there's opportunity to donate to my campaign. Senator Rand Paul has put out a money bomb that we're promoting at this point. But, of course, funds are always welcome. And, you know, $20 in this race is like contributing $400 to someone in New York or Texas or California, because this is a small state, and it's less expensive to make the media buys, and there's only one major market. So we're able to cover that with a minimal amount of money, but we do need money, just as oil is the lifeblood of our economy. Money is the lifeblood of a campaign.
Let's talk a little bit in our last minute here about the general election. If you are to be victorious in the primary, New Mexico has an interesting political history, both long-term and recently. The state has elected Bill Richardson twice and then followed that up with electing Susana Martinez. And so Gary Johnson, for example, was the governor before Richardson. He's essentially libertarian, is the libertarian presidential nominee now. So the electorate can tend to go in a lot of different directions there. What mood do you sense they're in right now?
Well, I think people are just fed up with the establishment. People are fed up with both parties. The fastest growing registration is decline to state. That's people who don't want to be tied with either party because they're disappointed by both of them. I can bring the independents and the decline to states, the Republicans, and the conservative Democrats. And that's a demographic that Heather Wilson can't touch. She's going to be locked in with the Republicans and a few independents and 40% of the vote in the general election. She has some things that has never faced in the general election in her past, things that really came up since her last election. And so those are problems, one of those being TARP. That was one of the last votes she made in Washington.
Well, Mr. Sowerins, we'll certainly be following the campaign here over the next few weeks, and we'll see how things shake out on June 5th. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. And again, my website, Senate2012.com.
Senate2012.com. Again, Greg Sowerins, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in New Mexico. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.